From Maine Public Radio and MainePublic.org, I'm Nora Flaherty with the news on this day in Maine, Wednesday, November 13th, 2019.
This Day in Maine is made possible by listeners like you and by Douglas Ridge, a new eco-conservation subdivision in Brunswick dedicated to nature-centric sustainable home design. More at douglasridge.com. And by the Dempsey Center, making life better for people managing the impact of cancer. Locations in Lewiston and South Portland. DempseyCenter.org.
Electricity prices for Central Maine Power's customers will drop next year under a decision today by the state's Public Utilities Commission. Bills are expected to be an average of about $9 lower per month under the new standard offer. Republican Senator Susan Collins says she'll join Independent Senator Angus King in voting against Trump legal staffer Stephen Menasche for appointment to the Second Circuit Appeals Court.
Mr. Menasche was so poorly qualified, lacked the basic temperament for this position.
Collins also says Menasche's comments on women, LGBTQ Americans, and diversity indicate he would have trouble ruling fairly, and that she's concerned that Menasche refused to answer even general questions about his legal work for the president. Collins says she voted against even bringing the nomination to the floor for debate. A vote is expected later this week. And Democratic Governor Janet Mills says she does not plan to get involved in a potential ballot campaign that could determine whether Central Maine Power can build the transmission line it wants to build through Western Maine, even though she does support the project. Steve Missler has more.
Opponents of the transmission line are still gathering signatures for a referendum that would allow voters to decide its fate next November. But CMP, through a political action committee called Clean Energy Matters, isn't waiting to kick off its influence campaign. The group announced Tuesday that it's begun airing a television ad called Good Questions, a spot acknowledging that the 145-mile project has sparked concerns in the minds of Maine citizens.
We know you have questions. And you know what? You should.
The ad was released alongside two endorsements from the Maine State Chamber of Commerce and a union of electrical workers. But Governor Mills, who earlier this year announced support for the project, did not join the campaign rollout and isn't listed on the campaign website as a backer. In a statement, Mills' office says she supports the project, in part because of its purported carbon reduction impacts and a benefits package that includes funding for broadband expansion, subsidies for heat pumps, and scholarships. But the statement also says the governor does not see a role for herself in the campaign and highlights her commitment to a separate matter, an investigation into CMP's customer billing issues. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Steve Missler.
In weather tonight, clouding up with winds calming down, still very cold with low zero in the valleys to the low teens along the coast. A new treatment for cystic fibrosis is being hailed as a groundbreaking therapy that could extend the lives of people with CF. Nearly 400 people in Maine have the genetic disease, which affects the lungs and other organs. While many in the cystic fibrosis community are celebrating the news, there is concern about the medication's cost, more than $300,000 a year. Patty White has more.
One of the worst things about having cystic fibrosis, says 11-year-old Adriana Pettengill of Belgrade, is that some of her peers treat her differently.
Some people avoid me because they think I'm going to get them sick.
Then, she says, there are the people who say they feel bad for her.
I'm like, I don't have a hard life. I mean, I do have a disease, but there are people out there who have it way worse than me.
Adriana and her 13-year-old brother, Blake, who also has cystic fibrosis, do follow daily routines that are different from most kids. The disease causes mucus to build up in organs, mainly the pancreas and the lungs, which can interfere with nutrition and the ability to breathe. The mucus can also trap bacteria and cause infections. To get the excess mucus out of their lungs, Adriana and Blake need to slip on a special vest every morning and night. Their dad, Travis Pettengill, helps Blake hook up tubes from his vest to a machine about the size of a computer printer.
So this machine is a compressor that inflates, and it also pulsates. So it inflates and gets very tight on their chest, and the pulse is what shakes them around to loosen the mucus,
which they eventually cough out. It's not a gentle pulse. As the vest ramps up to full throttle, Blake demonstrates how much his chest is shaking.
Hello, my name is Blake.
Blake and Adriana spend more than an hour a day wearing the vest. They also use nebulizers and take several medications. And now another treatment is going to be added to that routine. Last month, the FDA approved a new medicine called Trikafta. It's being described as the single greatest therapeutic advancement in cystic fibrosis.
I never thought in my lifetime that this would happen.
Dr. Anna Cairns has been director of the Cystic Fibrosis Center at Maine Medical Center for more than two decades. She says Trikafta is groundbreaking for a couple of reasons. First, it targets the underlying cause of cystic fibrosis at the cellular level. And second, Trikafta is expected to help about 90% of patients.
It creates tremendous hope. I mean, it creates hope that they can live a long life, like into midlife and beyond.
Cairns stresses that it's not a cure, but the new medicine will likely reduce the cycle of inflammation and infections that cause lungs to scar and deteriorate to the point that a lung transplant is the only option to prolong life. And some patients, she says, will see improved lung function. 18-year-old Milena Benner hopes that her lungs, which function at about 65 to 70%, will get a boost when she starts taking Trikafta.
I actually just got approved the other day.
Benner is studying to be a surgical tech at Southern Maine Community College. Even though cystic fibrosis is a progressive terminal disease, she says she's always held out hope for a long life.
I was always like, I'm going to live till I'm like 100. And I'm like, I'm really going to live till I'm 100.
Back at the Pettengill's house in Belgrade, 13-year-old Blake will start taking the new medication right away. Trials for younger children are underway, but Adriana will be eligible in a year when she turns 12.
I'm just so excited for the day to come because I think it's awesome that people are helping us out.
Adriana and Blake's parents say their kids will now have a shot at a longer, healthier life. But Travis says there is another aspect to his kid's future that he worries about.
Sometimes it's a struggle with paying for medication. When they get into adulthood, when they have to get a job and have to worry about insurance and have to worry about being able to afford to pay for their NEBs and their meds and their medical equipment, that's more of the things that I'm starting to think about now.
Trikafta comes at an annual price tag of more than $300,000. A spokeswoman for the company that manufactures it, Vertex, says in an email that their drugs have been broadly accepted by both public and private insurance, and the price of Trikafta reflects the efficacy of the medication and the company's investment in the development of new medicines. But Dr. Anna Cairns says she's worried that the high cost of Trikafta could restrict access for those who are eligible for the drug. And for the 10% of CF patients who are not eligible because of their particular form of the disease, Cairns says the search for a cure must go on. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Patty White.
And that's today's Maine News. For more stories, visit mainepublic.org. I'm Nora Flaherty.